Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
In the Solemnity of Saint Joseph, Husband of Mary. Today's theme, Trust Makes the Cross Bearable. Both options for the Gospel reading on this feast day seem out of place in Lent. However, its lesson in trust is very apropos for facing the cross. In both Gospel readings, taken from Matthew chapter 1, verses 16 and 18 to 21 and 24, or Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 51, we see Joseph growing in his ability to trust God. How difficult it must have been to believe Mary's story. So, since he didn't trust her version of the story about her pregnancy, God sent him an angel in a dream. Now Joseph had to trust that his dream was not a product of his own imagination. Wouldn't it have been more convincing if the angel had appeared to him in person, the way Mary had been visited by an angel? And yet, something about the dream triggered Joseph's faith. He believed what he heard in his sleep. I suspect, though, that a new doubt flooded him as soon as he believed the message of the dream. He might have wondered, "Who am I to raise the Messiah? I can't do this. I'm not worthy of this responsibility, and I will make mistakes." Maybe the questions lingered only a second, or maybe he had to get down on his knees and go deep into prayer before he could feel God's assurance. Either way, he chose to trust God, which gave him the freedom to feel assured that God would help him take care of Mary and the child. Years later, when Jesus was 12 years old, Joseph's trust was again stretched. He lost the child for 3 days. He had to choose repeatedly, moment by moment, to trust God no matter how long the boy was missing. You and I have to trust God the same way. We can either look at the evidence that says how bad things are and live in worry, or we can look at God and remember that He cares with infinite love and is worthy of our trust. In today's first reading from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 4 through 5, 12, and 14 through 16, David chooses to trust that God would protect his throne forever. In the second reading, from Romans chapter 4, verses 13, 16 through 18, and 22, Paul reminds us that Abraham hoped against hope that although he and his wife were well past their childbearing years, he would become the father of a great nation as promised. And Jesus had to trust that his death upon the cross and all of its excruciating pain and the tortures before it would lead to the glory of resurrection and the redemption of the world. To journey through the cross to resurrection, to move from pain to glory, trust is necessary. In each problem you face today, especially the long-standing ones, stop and think about the choice you have. You can worry and you can be afraid, or you can trust God. Ask Saint Joseph to help you. Trust God. Your resurrection glory has already been planned.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.